Good morning. I want to welcome everyone to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. Thank you for being here on this bright, sunny day. I'm going to try to get you out a little early so you can go to restaurants, go out, and have a nice day. Before I get to the announcements, I would just like to take a moment and recognize the mothers. And some may have trouble standing. But do we have any great-grandmothers here? Oh, several hands. And our mothers today, how many mothers do we have? All right, I see two mothers won't raise their hand. I guess they're, no, just kidding. And all the women, you're all mothers to all men. We need you, and we really do need you. So thank you for being the women that you are, your female intuition, everything about you that makes you female and different from us. God bless you, everyone. You can take your red pad, sign it, pass it down, name, address, that type of information. We would love to have that. Want to let you know that there will be a Deacon Summertime Fellowship after service next Sunday. Deacons are providing hot dogs and side dishes. If you can donate a side dish for the event or a dessert, it would be most appreciated, or if you can help in any way. And you can contact Kathy Segi, or if you know one of the Deacons, grab them. I think there may be a sign-up sheet on the table in the back. There's also a list of friends at home, table in the back, if you'd like to contact any of those. I know that they would appreciate it. And I'm going to change to Irwin's address. I gave it as 100, but that's the main office building, and it's something like 2014. I'll make sure I get that sent out. Some of you already know this. Clem Ferrari, one of our members, passed away yesterday. So the service will be at Kuiper, and you can look in the paper for that. Don't know if it'll be Wednesday or Thursday. They will know when they meet with the funeral director this morning, and then they're going to use our fellowship hall, McFadden Hall, for a meal. Viral has gone home after being in physical therapy, so it's a great Mother's Day present for her. Patty Verner's daughter, and we'll pray about these later, had a stroke. She's down in Texas, Florida. Ella Lyons recovering at home, and Johnny Irwin, who broke his arm. And we'll remember to keep all those in our prayers. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Our opening hymn of praise this morning is For the Beauty of the Earth, 560.
Thank you.
Let our worship continue with the prayer of confession as you find printed in your bulletin. Dear God, we worship you as our heavenly parent. We thank you for creating us in your image. You made us to be male and female. Forgive us when we take our lives for granted. Forgive us when we do not love one another. Help us to care about everyone. Teach us how to love people who are different from us. May we all show the love of a mother. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take a moment as we bow our heads and close our eyes for your personal silent prayer of confession. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven.
We believe in the forgiveness of sins. We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ.
Join with other Christians around our area and the world as we recite our traditional Apostles' Creed. I believe
in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let's take a moment and greet one another. Not sure of someone's name? Ask them. Responsive reading in the back of your hymnals, Psalm 84, page 705, or listing 705. 705, Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you.
Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage as they pass through the valley of Baca. They make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion.
Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
For the Lord God is the sun and the shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk his ways.
O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man and woman who trusts in you. At this time, I'll call the elder on the door for the prayer and praise requests.
We have two prayer requests today. One is from Bev Ruby for her friend Carol Smotherton, who is in Canada and who has cancer. The other prayer request comes from Kathy Henrietto. This is a prayer for Lieutenant Eric L. Sowery. He was killed in a head-on collision in the line of duty up in Ligonier this week. He and his canine dog were killed. He has a family of six. She believes that the family needs lots of prayer and healing. So please keep these persons in your prayers. And a big praise to all the mothers out there, here and everywhere, who take care of us so well.
I want to add, Carol Schreiber's dad is in the hospital, I believe. Which hospital is he in? Okay. Let's go to the Lord with our prayers. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day. We thank you that you are a heavenly parent. We thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, your goodness, your healing. And today we take special time to thank you for all the mothers, what they mean to us, how they have helped us through the years and will continue to do so. Bless them this day, Lord. Help them as they raise children and go about their lives. Be with them. Let them feel your love and your compassion, your mercy, and your grace. We pray for those women who have had children but are not really mothers at heart. Help them find you, that they can change their lives and be a good mother, be the mother that you intend for them to be. Lord, we pray for all the sick, all the hurting, whatever illness they may have, for spiritual strength, for wisdom. Touch all of these lives, or the ones we've mentioned today and we might be thinking about but haven't spoken, those listed in the valley and the bulletin. We come into agreement. You've told us where two or three are gathered, you are there in their midst. We invite your presence to be with us today, to heal us, to touch us, to free us from the whole things that hold us back from a closer walk with you. We thank you for Jesus, his sacrifice upon the cross, for his disciples who, after he ascended and received the Holy Spirit, spread the word, the gospel of who Jesus was and still is. And we thank you for this prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our hymn of preparation, 534. She will be called blessed. And the choir voted this morning for the worship leader part. They've asked me to sing this part. But I don't think it's fair because they all bought things to put in their ears so they don't have to hear me. So it would just be you hearing me. So I'm not going to sing. I'll just read it.
Do you play first or do you?
Her strength and her dignity clothe her with beauty. In works of her hand she excels. A heart of compassion she turns to the needy. In service to others she gives of herself. She rises each morning to see her household. She looks towards the future with joy. She teaches her children true lessons of kindness and shares with them wisdom the world can't destroy.
Thank you.
this wonderful day for the mothers who have touched our lives in a very special and unique way and loved us. We thank you for your love through Jesus Christ and his sacrifice that gives us eternal life, salvation, and the abundant life here upon this earth. We thank you for the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given, that we can touch people's lives. Lord, it's not just about the money. It's about helping others. It's about loving one another and reaching out to our community and into our brothers and sisters within these walls. Bless this day everyone who gives of themselves for your glory. In the precious name of Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our friend. Amen.
And just remind you, you can sign up to be a scripture reader on the table in the back. We love having someone read each Sunday.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day. This morning's scripture comes from John 15, verses 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in his name. This is my command: love each other. May God bless the reading of today's scripture.
Thank you, Arlie. As you already know by now, today we honor our mothers, and we're thankful to be able to do that. Some of us had mothers that made great sacrifices for us and touched us and helped us to be better persons. And I said a moment ago, some did not have mothers that were so good. We pray for all of these mothers regardless. And we're profoundly grateful for all those who have raised their children with giving them a Christian background, giving them good ideals, education, helping them every way that they know how, and being the best parent, the best mother that they can possibly be. Because we as children know that that's not always easy. It's not easy being a mom. So here are some examples of mothers and things that they could have said to their children. Mona Lisa's mother: after all that money your father and I spent on braces, and Mona, that's the biggest smile you can give us? Humpty Dumpty's mother: Humpty, if I told you once, I've told you 1,000 times not to sit on that wall, but would you listen? No. Christopher Columbus's mother: I don't care what you discovered, Christopher, you could have written. It'd be coal now. Michelangelo's mother: Mikey, can't you paint on walls like other children? Do you know how hard it is to get that writing off the ceilings? And a biblical one: Jonah's mother: that's the best fish story I've ever heard, but where have you really been for the last 3 days? It's not easy being a mom. And I always find it interesting whenever the lectionary passage falls on Mother's Day from John 15. Because we are to love our neighbors as Jesus loves us, because Jesus loved us first. Our own human love is always conditional and is selective, whether we mean for it to be or not. And today we may love someone because he or she is simply lovable, or perhaps they act loving towards us. But then we withdraw our love when we feel wronged or we feel cheated. Often we love those people who are like us, who share our background, our status, our values. We love people who are talented or gifted and dressed like we do. Jesus' love, on the other hand, is for all people, and it is always a sacrificial love. A young lady was a writer for a magazine. Valentine's Day was approaching, and her editor asked her to write a poem. She said, "But before you do, tell me what you think love is." She got all starry-eyed. "It's like looking at a lily pond with the closest to your heart by the light of the silvery moon, while all the lilies are in bloom." Editors just yell, "Stop. Let me tell you what love is. It's getting out of bed when you don't feel well on a cold winter's night, when you hear that child crying, and get up to tend to them." You know, love is always sacrificial. Even though we may not feel we're sacrificing anything at the time, none of us, if we are healthy emotionally, love our children as we love ourselves, we love them more. Our love can never measure up to agape love, God's ultimate love, of course, because we're mere mortals, but we can begin and try our best to mirror that love that God has shown to us. But here's the real test of Christian love. Can we love all God's children with a love that mirrors the love that we have for our own children? That is what Christ is asking us to do. Love others as he loves others. And that's hard. After 2,000 years of Christian history, that shouldn't be such a radical thought, but it still is. We know a little bit of what it means to love as Jesus loved. We love those closest to us like that. The question always becomes, can we enlarge that circle of love? That is what Christ is asking us to do. Some of you have dogs, and you know that I'm a dog lover. I found out I can't even live without one more than a week or two. And you know how special a dog can be. There was nothing special about this certain dog. He was just a mutt. In the South, we would have called it a Heinz 57. You don't know how many breeds are in that dog. It's just a dog. But for some reason, one day that dog stopped eating the food scraps that his master set out for him every day. Instead, he would take the bones and anything that he could hold in his mouth, and he would disappear out into the woods. One day the dog's owner decided to follow him to see what this dog was doing. Is he taking it out in the woods in a little special spot and just enjoying it? But no. There was a dog that was caught in a barbed wire fence who could not get loose. So he was taking his food, all that he could gather in his mouth, and he was taking to that other dog and dropping it before him so that dog could eat. Sacrificing his food for another dog. In my book, that dog is superior to many people. Even though he was just a dog, in a sense, he was living as God commands us to do. And actually, Jesus gives us two commandments in this passage. The first is to remain in his love. And where do we find the power to love as Jesus loved? Where do we get it? We find it by remaining in his love. In the passage we read, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love." And we are to love each other as he loved us. This command is linked to the first, which is to remain in God's love. When we remain in God's love, that love will motivate us and give us the power to love other people. Mark Buchanan, in his book Hidden in Plain Sight, tells about a number of years ago when he was struggling with his attitude towards a certain man. He said he had so much resentment and bitterness built up towards this man to the point where at times he actually felt like, "I just hate this person. I really hate him." One day when he was thinking nasty thoughts about this man and just turning it over and over in his mind, he heard his son come into the basement and slam the door, go into his room, and begin to cry. Buchanan went to his son and asked him what was wrong. He says, it seems as his son had been playing a goalie in the road hockey team with some school friends, and he'd let the other team score a bunch of goals. He just wasn't a very good goaltender. And his teammates started taunting him, started mocking him, telling him that he was useless and that he was no good and that he should just stop and go home. Buchanan says that he was furious, I think as most parents would be. And he started putting on his shoes to march down to the road just to tell those kids off. It was then that he heard that small inner voice where God speaks to us from time to time. He said, Mark, what are you doing? I'm going to straighten this matter out, Lord. No one treats my son that way. Mark, you sure have a father's heart. You hate it when someone hurts one of your children. Yes, I certainly do. And God says, Mark, I hate that too. And at that moment, Mark says he understood for the very first time that he could not claim to love God and to hate another human being. If I love God, he says, I'll love what God loves. I will love God's children, all of them, or else I know now I will break God's heart. The greatest love is when Jesus hung on the cross to show us how important we are to God. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. This is my commandment, love one another. Happy Mother's Day, and may God bless you. I told you we'd get out a little early today. That's my present to you. 536, happy the home when God is there.
Go in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.